Welcome to the Upside Daily Podcast with Ioannis Dekas, a podcast all about spiritual renewal and personal growth. The outcome? To live with faith, love, and hope as a city changer, wherever you are. And now, your host, Ioannis Dekas.
Well, hello and welcome to Upside Daily. My name is Ioannis Dekas. This podcast is designed to empower your calling so that you can live with faith, love, and hope as a city changer. In this series, Starting Over, we're looking at how we can effectively start over in areas of our lives where perhaps we've failed, or we feel we failed, or there was disappointment or damage. How do you start over? What does the Bible say about starting over? You know, we've started over this year. It's the end of January. Well, by the time you listen to this, it will be the end of January. And we've got this year ahead. How do you and I face this year? How do we make sure that our reality is that next time can be better than the last time, but not just because we want it to be? The reality of this podcast, this series, and I suppose this theme is not just about starting your year over. Some of you listening to this would have started over economically after COVID. You might have started over health-wise or relationship-wise. Might have been things, might have been moments in your life where you felt a deep disappointment and you're wanting to start over. That's what this podcast is really going to enable your life in. Today's episode is called Your Life Always Goes in the Direction of Your Strongest Thoughts. Can I say that again? Always. Huge word. In the previous episode, we looked at, you know, what was I thinking that needs to become? What is Jesus thinking? His words, his thoughts becomes the balance, the very balance of our lives. In John chapter 1, verse 1, in the Mirror Translation, there's this beautiful portion of scripture that introduces us to the very spoken word of God that becomes the opinion, the thoughts, the desires of God over our lives. When the Apostle John writes, he says to go back to the very beginning. When we go there, he says it is to find the word already present there. God's opinion was there before creation came, face to face with God. And the one mirrors the other. The word mirrors God. You know, if you look into a mirror, what do you see? You see a reflection of yourself. When the word reflects God, it actually recognizes who God is in the word. And when God reflects the word, you know, there's this sense of union that can never be separated. And then John writes, he says, the word is I am. It's beautiful. God's eloquence echoes and concludes in him. And then he writes, the word equals God. Some of the other translations say the word was God. That's why this is so powerful. And let me add this. That's why this is so important. When you and I start recognizing that our lives will always move in the direction of our strongest thoughts, you and I will be more careful with what we're thinking. We'll be more careful with which thoughts and paradigms and philosophies and comments and discussions and things we listen to and read and get ourselves involved in, how these things actually impact our lives. Because once a thought finds its settlement in your thinking and it embeds itself within your mind, it becomes a part of what you think and ultimately starts steering your life. In the previous episode, we read Proverbs 4 that said, your thoughts determine the outcome of your life. The New Testament writes in a similar fashion. Romans chapter 8, verse 5 to 9 says, sin's symptoms are sponsored by the senses. Okay, your senses drive some of these things. It says, but a mind, this becomes a mind dominated by the sensual. Thoughts betray source. To me, that's one of the biggest scriptures in the Bible. Thoughts betray source. What you're thinking actually betrays. It shows what you see as the source, the origin of your life. And then says the Apostle Paul, spirit life attracts spirit, thoughts. These two connect. Spirit life cannot attract sensual, natural thoughts. Does not have the capacity to do that. It's like trying to, you've got a magnet and you're trying to pick up a pillow. It's not going to work. It needs steel. You know, there's something that attracts. But spirit life attracts spirit thoughts. So if you're living from the Spirit of God, it will attract the thoughts, the mindset of Christ. What is Jesus thinking? Then the Apostle Paul goes further. He says, thinking patterns are formed by reference, either the sensual appetites of the flesh and spiritual death, or Zoe life and total tranquility, which flows from a mind that is addicted to spirit or faith realities. Then he makes this huge statement to say, a mind focused on the flesh is distracted from God with no inclination to his life laws. Flesh and spirit are opposing forces. And then he says, it is impossible. One of the strongest verses in the Bible for me. It is impossible for those immersed in flesh to at the same time accommodate themselves to the opinion, the desire, and the interest of God. It's not possible. It's not possible for us to carry a mindset of the brokenness, the Adam reference we had that was taken away from us in Christ. That has died. We have died to that mindset. But he says, as long as we allow that dead mindset to govern our thinking, it's not possible for us to also accommodate the opinion and the desire and the interests of God. You cannot. These two things do not mix. But then says the Apostle Paul, you are not ruled by a flesh consciousness, but by a spirit consciousness. God's spirit is at home in you. And then he makes this very strange statement to say, anyone who does not see themselves fully clothed and identified in the spirit of Christ, in the mind of Christ, cannot be themselves. Wow. I had to think that one through. You know, how cannot be themselves. In the Greek language, you know, a bit of a Greek geek, okay? But in the Greek language, this concept cannot be themselves is only found in Scripture twice. Once here in Romans 8, and the other time is in Luke 15, where Jesus tells a story about a prodigal son. And he makes this comment. He's, you know, he tells a story about how this Jewish boy gets his inheritance. Legal, that was the way. But he goes and he into a far country and he spends it there. He wastes it away to the point where he no longer has resource. He then comes back, but he can't get home and he ends up working in a pigsty where he feeds the pigs. Now you can imagine just the reference that Jesus is telling the story with. You can almost hear the gasps in the audience like, you know, this cannot be a Jewish boy working in a pigsty. And even in the pigsty, this young man does not have reference to his life, does not have capacity to what's going on in and around him. And ultimately, he has this moment in the pigsty where the Bible says he comes to himself. It's the same word used here in Romans, the same concept used in Romans 8. It says, who doesn't find himself fully clothed and identified in Christ cannot be himself. It's what happens to this young man in the pigsty. He has this moment where he recognizes this here where I am, this is not my identity. And he comes to himself. That's what happens in the mind of a man and a woman who recognize not the dictation of the circumstances, who do not recognize the lack of the situation they're in, does not recognize the brokenness and perhaps the guilt and the shame that this moment has brought, but recognizes in this moment, this is not who I am. It's huge. And the prodigal son starts over. He starts over. But this is an important moment. Until this moment, he does not have the confidence to go back home. But he has this realization, this is not who I am destined to be. And my prayer for you is that you will come to yourself, that you will allow God's Spirit to become the life force behind your thoughts, that your life, you will find your life moving in the direction of your strongest thoughts, but that you will find that your strongest thoughts are those of your Father, not the thoughts that are marred and disguised, misguided and warped because of inaccurate philosophies or incomplete departure points for your life, or perhaps warped perspectives, but that you would find yourself that where you are heading, you end up with life. This is such a huge, huge topic. You know, if we could just recognize, if we could just tap into the very word, the word Christ, in our mind, in our thinking, our lives would move in a direction. We'd have the capacities to start over, not in the way that we did it the previous time. Listen, it's always a joy to connect with you. If you want to connect deeper with me, there's some links in today's episode. Here's what I want to ask you. Don't you want to share this word around and like and comment? It always helps. It helps get the word out to more people. More people who I really desire would discover this reality. They can start over. It's not just random. It's not just about trying harder. It's about receiving that which God has been thinking of your life all along. So in the next episode, I'm going to speak to you about it. It's time to exchange, because that's ultimately what needs to happen. Until we get to that episode, live blessed. Take care.
You've been listening to the Upside Daily Podcast. Join us next time for more insights on how to know God, love people, and impact your world. Upside Daily, your personal daily investment to turn your world upside down.